This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The phrase I think we're looking for with this next story is return on investment. Because as of this morning, you, the American taxpayer, no longer own any part of AIG, the big insurance company that was bailed out back when bailouts were the thing in 2008. $182 billion was the final tally for what we gave them. Today, the Treasury Department said it's officially made that money back and then some, $22 billion in profit overall on the sale of AIG stock. AIG, as you know, was just one bailout of many. In all, they were worth trillions of dollars. So with the caveat that, yes, they did save the economy, might be worth a look at the return on our bailout investment overall, don't you think? Marketplace's David Gura has been keeping score.
AIG's bailout was the big one, the single largest investment the government made. And now, it's history.
I think we should pop the champagne bottles.
Stephen Davidoff is a law professor at Ohio State, and he says that in 2008, no one was talking about turning a profit on these bailouts, many of which were essentially no-interest loans.
We've done much better than people thought we would.
AIG was part of the Toxic Asset Relief Program, or TARP, to throw in another acronym. Michael Barr was an assistant treasury secretary, and he says taxpayers spent about $418 billion bailing out companies like AIG, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs.
More than 90% of that has now been returned to the taxpayer, so $380 billion of that.
The Treasury Department won't say how much all the government bailouts cost. It does say it expects to make a profit on TARP, or at least break even. But Michael Barr, for one, is not breaking out that champagne. At least not yet.
It doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. There's still lots of investments out there in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Taxpayers have spent nearly $200 billion propping up the two mortgage giants, and we're likely to lose money on that. As we go down our bailout scorecard, Stephen Davidoff says we should keep an eye on a few other investments as well.
The automakers, the auto finance companies have not done great.
We got out of Chrysler last year, but we lost more than $1 billion. And we're still part owners of GM and Ally Financial. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.